And so it is, dear Shambhara, that we continue the energy of this gathering, of the new energy classroom, you, the new energy Shambhara physicists. We want to add a few notes to the show today. First, about these destiny seeds that we discussed. They were put there by you as a way of keeping you from getting trapped in your own creations. They were put there by you to assure that you would move or change the energy. It was like a type of fail-safe system. It was a type of security network that you put into place to make sure that you would continue moving or evolving in this lifetime. But now that you've gone through so many changes, now that your entire energy has been accelerated, now that you have cleared so much from the past, and now that you realize that you don't have to get trapped in your own creations, it's very appropriate to deactivate or totally release these destiny seeds. You don't have to spend days or months of time working at this. We created an energy today in this shoud, an energy for Shambhara, so that they could be released right away. These destiny seeds are just a form of consciousness, a form of a type of point of separation. And they can be released very easily. Some of them have been energetically embedded into your physical body, into certain organs in your body. But they can be released as easily as what we have done today. A little bit of breathing, permission, allowing yourself to change, and they go away. We could see that even at the end of the shoud, that some of you are concerned that you didn't get them all, that they're stuck. We want to assure you that they can go away very easily. We want to assure you that you don't need to worry about them. And if you find yourself worrying or in fear, just once again, take that breath. Let those destiny seeds be deactivated or completely released from your reality base. Let them go. They're not going to come back either. They're not going to come back. Some of you worry about what if your energy hasn't changed sufficiently? Will they come back? There's no need for them now. We also wanted to mention briefly about this, the old earth and the new earth, choosing not to meld at this time. How does that affect what you're doing? How does that affect the ones you love who are going to remain in the old energy earth? First of all, from your standpoint, it's going to actually allow you to move faster, or at least less encumbered, less held back. It's going to allow your expansion and evolution to come more gracefully and in what you would call a shorter time period. Therefore, if you've gone through your integration into the new energy that much smoother and quicker, think perhaps for a moment or feel how you can be a more effective teacher and guide and helper for those others who've chosen to remain back. You can come back to them as a teacher, as an example, in a much clearer way than ever before. You can be a better human guide for them when they choose to make their transition, into new energy as well. So in spite of it appearing that this is bad news or negative news, it actually has many, many built-in benefits to it. And while this whole feeling of separation will continue for a time, understand that they are choosing it, you are choosing it, and honor the appropriateness of all of that. And with that, we would be delighted to take your questions.
Thank you. This is related to disconnection, I guess. Hello. I'm sorry, but I do not understand the reasons that the traditional family must be broken. My wife, who is an avid follower of Tobias, has left not only me, but her children as well. I'm an open spiritual person who does not mistreat, abuse, berate, or non-supportive to my wife. I am much the opposite. I am supportive, don't drink, don't cheat, don't hold my wife back from what she wants, support her every need, and allow her the freedom to be herself. However, after attending the sexual healing workshop and Dreamwalker workshop, which we did not have the money to spare, but I supported her going anyway, my wife now rejects anything to do with this family, her children, and myself. If she rejects me, that's her choice, but why the children? We have 2 boys, 6 and 10 years of age, that need their mother to be involved in their lives. She now says that after attending the workshops, our love is no longer real, and it is just an old belief system, as is family is just an old belief system. Do you feel this is appropriate? Have your shouts been misinterpreted? Can you explain to me why my wife has rejected everything to do with this family? Please try to explain.
Indeed. Excellent question, and it brings up so many issues for you who are asking the question, for your family, for all of Chambra. What happens when you do disconnect? What happens when you let go? Do you need to do it in the method that you describe here? Does Chambra have to actually walk out and leave their families? That is a case-by-case situation. There is be very difficult for us to give a general answer. Sometimes one or more of the people in that family network feel it is appropriate to completely disengage, not because of lack of love, not because they are selfish, not because they resent or reject the old way, but they realize that they must step out for a moment. They must break some of the old energy dynamics that were taking place. Now, you say in your question here that you do not do all of these terrible things, which is apparently true. But yet, there were some very old energy games that were going on, if you would be so honest with yourself to take a look. We're not passing judgment, but we are saying perhaps in this case that one of the members, your wife, one of the members of this family, had an inner wisdom that knew she must break the old cycle, even if it meant walking out. It broke the old patterns that were occurring between all of you in this family network. You say that perhaps you feel she doesn't love you anymore, she doesn't love the children, but we're going to ask you to take a look at this. Perhaps the love is so great and so strong that she wanted to break some of the old games that were being played. Perhaps she did this in the highest form of love. Since we have a case here today, the old earth and the new earth not coming together right now. Perhaps it was the old earth loving the potential of the new earth so much it said, I will hold you back. Now that is love. And that is compassion. We want you to look at it not from the standpoint of being a victim in this whole game, but of the appropriateness of the potential and what can be recreated new if, when she comes back to the family. What can be recreated within the family for the benefit of everyone, the children, yourself? You know that the energy was getting low because you also know the finances were getting low, and you blame it on many different things, but take a look. There was a stuck energy in the family, and it was manifesting itself in things like sicknesses with all of you, imbalances in the physical system, imbalances in the financial, and everything else. So perhaps, just perhaps, you could take a look at her and realize that she did one of the most difficult, one of the most challenging, and one of the things that perhaps could hurt her the most is having the courage to walk out, to break the old dynamics, so that now all of you can recreate your family in a new way if you choose. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Tobias, my daughter is going through so much suffering. Is there anything you can suggest or a message for her?
It is a very, very difficult situation when a human chooses to go through the suffering. It's very difficult. And the first thing is to understand that they are creating it. And as hard as that sounds, you have to realize that they are doing it for a reason. As the mother, it breaks your heart. It brings tears to your eyes to see any being, but particularly a loved one, one you have birthed into this world, going through such difficulty. And yes, there is something you can do. You can literally, I'm going to tell you to keep this very simple. You can literally hold her hand, breathe with her, and in your own words, find a way to say, you don't need to suffer to get there. You don't need to suffer for karma. You can let go of karma at any time. It's your choice. It's your divine choice. You're not locked in this or trapped in this. You don't need some sort of miracle medication. You don't need to have some sort of dramatic, what you would call, outside healing. You can choose right here and right now to let it go, but you have to be honest with yourself. Can you let go of the suffering? Now, you have to say it, by the way, to her. You have to explain it in your words, in your terms, something that makes sense. But she was holding on to an old pattern, which you would call karma, inflicting it on herself, and part of her is going to deny that she's doing it because she's trying to figure out or design a way to stay in that suffering. She doesn't have to be there. None of you have to suffer physically, emotionally, financially, or any other way. She can make a choice to let that go. Now, the hard part for you, the difficult and challenging part, is to honor her for that choice, no matter what, no matter what. Her choice may be to not make any choice right now. It may be to contemplate it for a while. The hard part is going to be for you to honor it. Now, obviously, it would be lovely if she chooses to release this suffering energy, and to release it quickly, by the way. The hard part is going to be if she chooses to keep it. We're going to ask you to honor it no matter what. That is the greatest challenge of compassion. And we're going to ask you one other thing. You've taken on many of these energetic attributes yourself. You're carrying much of the energy baggage with you now. You think that is actually helping your daughter, and it is not. It is not doing her one bit of good. It is not giving you greater empathy or understanding or wisdom, and you have not relieved one bit of her suffering. So we're going to ask you to take that energy that you have taken on, her suffering, and let it go, even if it goes back to her. It doesn't work well with you. You're not actually helping her. And as a matter of fact, you're becoming less of a teacher and less of an example to her by taking it on. So we're going to challenge you with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tobias, in my humble human understanding of stepping out of mass consciousness, I have let my car registration expire, have no health or car insurance, and did not file taxes for last year, as I believe these are all examples of the hypnotic overlays that confine us. I've recently received notice from the IRS that they would like me to file my return, and they've added a rather large fine. How can we truly leave mass consciousness behind if the local, state, and federal governments have all these systems in place to track us? And am I missing the point?
Indeed, not at all. Not missing the point at all. However, you are still, you and so many other Shambhara, you're still so embedded with old belief systems and overlays and fears. You're still interconnected to so many old networks. You're still operating in the 3D world from a old sense of duality that now you find yourself fighting the very systems that you're actually a part of. We're going to say this first. Disconnect from all of these old things first before you go out and attempt to fight the system. Because right now the system is very strong. Right now, you're fighting duality from within it. Allow yourself to fully disconnect and ascend. And then you're going to find out that, in a way, the system doesn't even see you anymore. Right now, they see you. Their energy is focused on you. You are very obvious to them. Go ahead and take care of these, what I would call incidental things, so that you can focus your energy on this process right now of disconnecting from old and activating your essence. Because right now it's going to be very difficult for you to do this work if you're so tied up in these rather mundane things. All of you are going to find out after you let go of old consciousness and overlays and old networks that the system doesn't even see you. You don't have to not pay your taxes. They're not going to know that you should be paying your taxes in the first place. Thank you.
Mine, I think I stand out like a sore thumb.
Greetings, Tobias. Wow, that started my first question off. I'd like to take it further from there. In imagining the way you want things to be, I've just had such a struggle with actually creating them the way that I want them to be. And I'd also like to ask about my father.
Indeed. In terms of creating them the way you want them to be, we're going to be getting into more of that in the next shoud. We're going to be working with some actual tools. Don't race ahead here, if you would. Let us work right now on disconnecting first. It's very difficult to work with some of these new energy tools if, once again, you're still connected to an old energy world. And in terms of your father, we have to do a bit of checking here. We don't always.
2 years ago.
Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, so it's quite a while, actually. We don't always have this information directly on hand. You think that we're pretty smart, but not about everything.
The Shamber directory.
We see that we're being told that this dear one is already back here on Earth, incarnated. You have not met this him and his in the incarnation, but will most likely do so.
Thank you.
And not living in the same geographic area right now as you.
Tobias, any comment about so many Shamra gaining large amounts of weight recently?
And there's also as many Shamra losing weight right now. We're going to ask all of you not to focus on things like weight. The body has its own network, its own way of handling energy. And in a sense, when we were saying in the shower today that let everything come natural, when you start interfering with things like worrying excessively about your weight, it tends to inhibit the natural process that is taking place. You're going to find weight fluctuations just like you find sleep fluctuations and everything else. There are certain expectations that you have, which are in themselves overlays or consciousness networks about weight and body, and even your doctors tell you that too much weight is wrong. But as we said, science right now, the facts of science are not always true. Your body knows exactly what to do. Your body knows how much weight and energy it needs stored in this level and the other levels. The body is going to balance itself, particularly when you stop worrying so much about it. It's not going to feel the need to carry all that weight, but please also let go of the concept of what the proper weight is. There are more important things that you have to do in this lifetime, and perhaps some other people might consider you a bit pudgy, but I personally prefer a well-rounded human.
Hi, Tobias. Since there was no pressing questions in line, I wanted to say, as promised, this past month was brutal. And I wanted to take the opportunity to thank all of you on that side for the immense support and presence and tangible help that was there so noticeably and close, because it was quite a month. And also I want to say, you know, what's coming up? We made it through this one, but most of all, thank you. It was very real, and don't know how we could have done it without you there.
We appreciate that, but we were going to ask you here to take a look at the real energy behind it. Obviously, we are here. We love working with you and supporting you and all of Chambra. But what you were really tapping into this past month was your essence. We were there helping to facilitate some movements of energy, but more than anything, you found yourself in a situation, not quite desperation, but on the same road as desperation, finding that you had to go outside of conventional ways of getting answers and bringing in energy. So you were truly letting go or disconnecting at one level, reconnecting with yourself or your essence at the other. So you should be giving thanks to yourself first, and then we'll accept the thanks for us. It has been a difficult month because you are quite sensitive, and Chambra in general is quite sensitive. You are feeling this whole very thick and very heavy energy on Earth right now, and so many of you take it on as your own. You take it on as your own issue. We keep encouraging you to understand it's not about you. You're just feeling this old energy Earth and new energy Earth deciding to postpone the marriage for a while.
I noticed that a lot of people around me, and myself included, experienced very deep, like explosive divisive experiences with old Earth, whether it was with parents or other things, and it was incredibly helpful to get the explanation of what that was about, because up to that point that was incredibly painful. So thank you.
That's a good opportunity to remind Chambra once again and again, it's truly not about you. You are feeling things that are taking place on Earth. Sometimes you're feeling past life aspects. Sometimes you are feeling new energies rolling in. You pretend, not just you, dear, but Chambra in general, you pretend that it's about you. You pretend that you created some sort of difficulty in your lives, but you're really just feeling other people's energy and the energy of mass consciousness in all. If you allow yourself to not let that inhibit you or affect your own life, you're going to be a much better and wiser teacher to the others. So thank you.
In the What on Earth CD, you give us the recipe for creation, our imagination plus the energies from the field. Now you tell us to disconnect from the field. Can you explain it more?
Indeed. The field is something that a tool that you have used forever and ever. And the field, in terms of what we discussed in this CD, has several different layers or levels. If you're teaching creation and you're teaching others how to use the imagination, you have to be aware that they're still drawing on the field for their energy. However, you have changed. Times are changing, and even how you develop energy is changing. The field now, when you're ready, is within you. It's not an external dynamic or force. It's not an external energy. The field is still there, but you've integrated it. It's your own. You don't have to go outside. So it depends where you are in your consciousness as to where your field is. Therefore, our reference to it in that discussion.
Where's Kathumi?
This was not a question.
It's my question.
Kathumi has been in far off realms, a long, long way outside of the, communication with Earth, far beyond the near Earth realms, doing some very important work that has to do directly with what we're going to be doing together as a group at the gathering, the last shoud for the year. He has basically gone so far out that even we are not in contact with him. And he's putting together a very interesting, type of energy or presentation for this midsummer conference.
Thank you for indulging me.
Hi, Tobias. There are times when I have severe headaches, especially on like one half of my head. I also have a lot of spaciness, vertigo, things like that.
Welcome to Chambra.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was figuring, but at the same time, I know someone who tells me that I have entities attached to me and that I'm just still trying to save the world on some level, and they're attracted to that. And so I'm just wondering if it is, if that's possible, or if it's stuck energy, or if it's just the expanding consciousness, because sometimes it feels very expansive.
Mm. Do you want entities stuck on you?
No.
No, then they aren't. If you wanted them, we would bring some in for you. But no, these are not. This is a type of drama energy to say that you have entities, and it's also an irresponsible energy, because you are then saying it is not me, it's because of these entities who are stuck on me. But if they were stuck, why wouldn't you get them off? No, you are simply going through changes, Chambra symptoms, and it tends to affect the head very often. Other Chambra will tell you that they tend to feel pressure in their head because you're changing the way you operate on Earth. Operating on Earth has been a very mental type of situation ever since Atlantis. And you're changing the way you operate. So it's literally reprogramming or rewiring the electric and the magnetic circuitry that you have in your being. And sometimes this causes a headache. Anytime you go through change, it creates a bit of discomfort for a period of time. And that is why you experience a headache. The disorientation is because you're expanding into other realms. So we're suggesting to you and all of the Chambra, don't let any other person place energies on you that aren't your own. We're concerned sometimes because some Chambras are still sneaking out and going to readers, and the readers will tell them things that could have only been potentials and not even realities. Sometimes the readers get confused between yourself and the last client they had. They are mixing the energies. They're not doing it deliberately, but they're doing it because they're not in the new energy. And now all of a sudden you're taking on someone else's reality, the last person who sat in that chair. It's not even your problem and you've just taken it on. So then we want to say to you that what you're going through right now is simply the moving into the new energy, the process of change.
Great. Thank you.
Indeed.
According to my schedule, not necessarily yours, this would be the last question.
We'll take a few more.
I knew it. Okay.
We didn't ask Holder first, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because that was what I was... Okay. Thank you. In summer 2004, I released my allergies and felt how they left me. I feel free of them, but nevertheless, my body still shows allergic reactions. Why?
Indeed. As so many Chambra have found, that you develop allergic reactions, even when you didn't have them when you were younger, suddenly you start to get them. What is happening here is your entire system is becoming very, very sensitive, extremely sensitive. And therefore, things that never bothered you before now are affecting you. This is generally a temporary situation as your new biology learns to adapt to the sensitivities and to the outside things, everything from things that cause allergies to even dense, thick energies that cause headaches. As you learn to adjust to not just being in a room filled with other people, but now other entities as well. When you expand into the other realms, now you feel other entities. So it is a process of adjustment. It's nothing that you should fight, but you can literally work with the breath. Again, we go back to the simples. We know some of you think we oversimplify it, but working with the breath will help rebalance all of your sensitivities and help you better cope with them so they don't assault your body, mind, or spirit. Thank you.
Okay. Dear Tobias, I have a son who is obsessed with sex. He's 7 years old. He dreams about having sex with older men and younger boys. He stares at my body blatantly. I once asked him to come sit on the couch and talk. He smiled and asked if we were going to have sex. He makes my head spin. He incites people. Adults and children alike have a really bad reaction to him. He now even repels me. I can't stand to cuddle or kiss him. Sometimes I feel like I can't cope and want to walk out on my children. Please help.
Indeed. Here's one who has a past life energy that has been brought into this lifetime, and it is not just his. He is also taking on many of the dynamics of a ancestral sexual abuse energy, and he was part of that ancestral lineage. You were also, and other family members, but he is the one acting it out right now. Because of these very strong energies, it has also attracted energies from outside of him. Some of these are non-physical energies, or what you would call the ghosts or earthbound energies. Some of them literally are coming from Earth. He basically has a type of radar and receiver that scans and picks up sexual energies. He can't get enough of them. They're an energy food that he needs to keep feeding on over and over. There is a need here for some very deep and serious work. It is nothing that you are going to be able to handle by yourself, because you are as much of a part of the problem as any of the other energies involved here. You're going to need to get appropriate outside facilitation, and it won't be easy. It's not going to get worse. But if you don't do it before puberty, the problem is going to compound itself, and this dear one is going to end up either in an institution or in a prison or dead. So it is up to you right now to move on this, and this can be discussed offline privately if you need any more information about where to go for this. But this is sexual energy that is totally out of hand, and we know you have realized this, so this is not new information to you. Thank you.
Hello, Tobias. Once again, I'm uprooting my life, it seems like. In a couple days, I'm going to be homeless with a one-way ticket to Europe, to Holland. It feels like
we're going to ask you to stop right there.
Okay.
You're creating a reality for yourself. You're a spin on your reality that is not based in truth.
In a couple days, I'm going to be free.
Thank you. There's a bit of victim energy going on, and we're going to call you on it right in front of this whole group. So, because it would have set up a very bad energy for you to carry over with you. So now, what are you creating in your life?
Total freedom.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm going to be coming back in a couple of months, but in a whole new way. And just wonder if you have any more good advice for me. And thank you. You have helped me grow so much over the last couple of years. I love you dearly. Thank you.
Indeed, and thank you. It will be more than a few months before you return. There's going to be a series of events that takes place that goes beyond what you think is your plan right now. At another level, there is a greater plan that can unfold, and it may seem like you are being uprooted, once again, as you say, but it is a greater, more expansive plan that can unfold. But you do have to release the victim energies in order for this to happen. There can be no more victimhood as you pack your suitcase and move forward, you see. It has been the one energy more than any other that has inhibited you. And thank you for letting us be honest.
Thank you very much.
My question is this. I have a chance. Last question, by the way. My question is this. I have a chance to choose to set up a community involving a healing center, amongst other things. I'm a single parent with a six-year-old boy, and I live in the UK. It's a big move and disruption of my child, etc. I feel as if I'm getting science to do it, but I'm having trouble knowing if it's the right thing to do or not. I feel a calling. What do you think? Am I just having escapist thoughts, or should I really pull my child out of school, move from England to Ireland, and get involved in this or not? Hope you can help. I'm feeling awfully confused.
Indeed. There's a strong draw from you and from all Chambra to have what you call an energy center to do the healing work. It has been part of the Chambra energy and consciousness for a long time. It stems from your strong passion and desire to be a teacher. We're going to make a suggestion here to you personally, but this goes out to all of Chambra, and we'll expand on this later on. If the work is yours, then do it. Follow your heart. If the center is your center, follow your heart. But right now, in this energy, the collective will not work. In this energy, when you try to put yourself with a group of other humans, the energy is not going to work. Even with other Chambra right now. Now, that can change. Again, we're going to be, over these next few months, discussing some very interesting dynamics that have taken place in over many, many lifetimes with some of you. We're going to talk about how at one point in Atlantis, there was the collective conscious building. There was the communal building. Great efforts were placed at a communal or a common energy. But we're going to be explaining to you and going through some of the reasons why that didn't work, and why right now the communal is not appropriate. And it may be later, but right now it is about you doing your work, you see. This ties into this whole subject matter of disconnecting. If you go off with a group of other people, you're going to just be reconnecting with them at this point. Follow your heart, do your work, and watch how this all unfolds. So we hope you understand with our answer here what we would recommend for your path at this point. So with that, Chambra, it has been a brilliant day with all of you. There's much to digest here, to assimilate. We're going to ask you not to go mental about it. We're going to ask you to, particularly for the next few days, just keep breathing and remember, this is a natural process. You don't have to force it or control it. Allow it to flow naturally. This whole process of disconnecting from the matrix, coming back into your own essence. Sometimes, again, a bit frightening, a bit uncomfortable, but you're learning what it is like to truly be your own God and your own self, truly a sovereign being. It's a beautiful process. Now let it unfold. And so it is.
And so it is.